Hello, how are you today? I'm going to read Noise. When you hear this sound, please turn the page. Noise. Everywhere around us, we hear noise. Some noises are quiet and hard for us to hear, like the buzzing of a bee. On the other hand, others seem too loud and annoy us. An example of this is the roaring of a truck on a busy street or a low-flying airplane. A lot of the noises we hear on the streets of Japan and in most countries around the world come from different forms of transportation, whether it be the ringing bell of a bicycle, a zooming motorbike or car, a booming truck, a roaring train, or a helicopter overhead. All forms of transportation make noise. Have you ever walked through a busy train station and stopped to think about all the different noises? Sometimes it just seems like one great big noise. But if you listen carefully, you'll hear people's voices, announcements, the beeping at the ticket gates, and even the sound of people buying drinks from vending machines. Nature is another great source of noise. The different noises in the animal kingdom are amazing. You probably know quite a few, like the bark of a dog, the moo of a cow, and the roar of a lion. But there are thousands of different animal sounds out there. Have you ever heard the groan of a walrus, the laugh of a kookaburra, or the honk of a goose? Out of all the animals in the animal kingdom, humans are the only ones able to use their voices to make words. Yes, some birds might be able to copy some of our words and even sentences, but only humans can really use their voices to talk. To communicate, using our voices is really convenient. Some people are not able to use their voices properly, and instead of speaking to communicate, they use sign language. We are lucky enough to use our voices to communicate. But do you know how to control your voice? When we think of sound and our voices, we often think of loud and quiet. Other ways to think of our voices are our inside voice and our outside voice. When you get to school at the beginning of the day, which voice should you use? As a rule, we use our inside or quiet voice inside. As we are close to each other inside, we do not need to use our loud voices. Using our inside voices is great in the classroom and at home. But is whispering a good idea? If a boy or girl whispers during class, not everyone can hear. Other kids might think they are telling secrets or being mean. This will make everyone feel uncomfortable and maybe even sad and upset. When we play or do sports at the park, we need to use our outside or loud voices. If we use our inside voices playing soccer, our friends won't be able to hear us. It doesn't mean we need to shout. We just need to speak loudly enough for our friends to hear us. Whether it's inside the classroom, walking on the street, or in a train, we need to be careful of how we use our voices. We need to think about where we are, the other people around us, and how not to disturb them. Remember, everyone is trying to enjoy themselves, not just you and me. Let's not be too noisy. Next time you're at the zoo, riding a train, or just walking along a busy street, take a minute to think of all the noises. Think about where each noise comes from and if you've heard the same noise before. What's the strangest noise you've ever heard? Vocabulary words: noise, voice, annoy, boy, enjoy. Sight words: next, hard, example, beginning. The end.